This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as he usually is to review the charts that were created out of the work done by his staff at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, charts for the week of October 8th through the 12th. We'll go through the list, the stories, the people. We'll talk about some of them. Let's see what we can garner from Michael's expertise and my having talked on the air about some of these things myself this week. So, Michael, you want to get started with our lists?
Yeah, it's a big week. A lot of things happening from all ends of the spectrum. We have number 10 National Football League action, as I believe we are in the sixth week of the NFL season. And the Major League Baseball playoffs are in full swing, and that is always the most exciting time of year for baseball. At number 9, we have the American Music Award Taylor Swift speech, and that New York limo crash. They're tied at number 9. We have a couple of stories tied at number 8. The Clinton speaking tour and the missing Saudi journalist. At number 7, the U.S.-China trade war. At number 6, the Kanye West White House visit. At number 5, Nikki Haley is going to step down and the November midterms. At number 4, the aftermath of the whole Kavanaugh thing and discussion about the Democrats' civility issue. At number 3, the stock sell-off and interest rates. At number 2, the UN climate change report, and that comes hand in hand with the number 1 topic of the week. The number 1 story is the Hurricane Michael slamming the Florida panhandle. On the people survey, we have quarterback Drew Brees. He broke an important record. He's at number 10. At number 9, Jamal Khashoggi, and that's tied with Taylor Swift, an unlikely combination there, but they're both tied at number 9. Nikki Haley is at number 8, Brett Kavanaugh 7, number 6, Kanye West, who dominated a lot of the conversation toward the end of the week. Melania is at number 5, Eric Holder and Michelle Obama at 4, number 3, Bill and Hillary, number 2, good old Mitch McConnell, and number 1, Donald Trump. So there you
emphasis
go.
On, emphasis on Mitch McConnell on old. Is that being disrespectful? He's probably about our age. Or maybe
well,
a little older.
He could even be younger than us. Sometimes I find myself amazed that somebody that I look at and I get the feeling, oh my gosh, old person, and I find out they're 10 years younger than me. I think a lot of it is how you present yourself. And certainly no disrespect was meant to Mitch McConnell because of his age. It's more his crustiness.
So does it sound disrespectful when I refer to him as an old fossil?
Only if you're discussing it figuratively in terms of his political position, is that okay? If you're calling him an old fossil because of his age, well, that's ageism.
It's just political. Yeah,
no, yes, but no, you could be an old fossil at at 40 in that regard. Also, I just want to mention Saturday Night Live. I don't know the name of the comedian who portrayed him because I just watch it on YouTube after the fact because I go to bed early on Saturday.
Good for you.
The guy that played Mitch McConnell is hilarious, and he presented him as a crusty old fossil. Very funny.
All right.
So there you go.
There that is. That's the list of stories. And the people, well, let's look at the people list as a separate entity, shall we?
Well, it is.
I know it is, but oftentimes what we do is we try to chug into the stories and we don't take some of the people, and they certainly always apply to the stories. But I was thinking about Drew Brees and all of the good publicity that he's garnering, not only for himself, but the good works that he does and now the excitement. And I'm not much of a fan, frankly, but I, we pay attention when he did what he did during the hurricane season. But yeah. Then he's become quite the celebrity on the field. Yes,
well, he's one of the top. He's one of the top quarterbacks of this era. He's actually one of the top quarterbacks of the era that is fading. There's a new era that has already taken hold. It's really evident this season when it comes to quarterbacks. A lot of new young ones that are really good. And Drew Brees, you know, is not going to be around that much longer as a player. But if you play long enough and you play at a steady pace, eventually you break records. And he's played at a steady pace. He's always been very good. Never quite in the Tom Brady, Peyton Manning level, but right in there, you know, almost, and he just broke one of the big records for lifetime passes, yards gained through passing, or something like that. I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But 500, but, I think it's there's yeah. 500 through to 500 touchdowns or something. Does that make
sense? I'm not sure. You know, there's a point at which in sports you can make statistics about anything.
Yes, understood.
Had the most home runs on a sunny day.
Yes, right.
You know, that's
it's like ratings for radio stations.
Right,
you
right.
can always be number one in some demographic.
Yes,
right.
And exactly. And yeah. Yeah, not to take anything away from Drew Brees, but there's always records falling in professional sports.
So let's take this approach. I was eager for you to talk about, stories floating around this week. About number of people going to games and number of people watching games on television, apparently, and listening on the radio, apparently this applies both to football and baseball. What do you make of that?
Well, what do I make of what?
The fact that there are fewer people going to the games, fewer people watching television and listening on radio.
Well, first of all, this is a complicated subject. The number of people that attend the games goes up and down based upon whether a team is winning, the nature of the place, and the fact is that it's really not the most pleasant experience to go to a major sporting event unless you like that kind of rowdy, crowded discomfort. And you can't see anything as well as you certainly can see on television. TV is fantastic for sports, and radio... Yep. is really good for baseball. It's a baseball and radio just go very well together. And
fun to listen to games on the radio.
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion. But in terms of the ratings, there is a major problem right now in the broadcasting industry. They call it metrics, otherwise known as ratings. The numbers of people that are tuning into something, either on radio or television, there's a big confusion between what's on air and what's online. And as more and more people move to all of these online streaming services, and for both radio and television, I'm willing to bet most of the people listening to our broadcast right now are listening to it online. But you don't get credit in the ratings for that because it's apples and oranges. And talk radio especially suffers that from that because I think talk radio is the biggest format of terrestrial radio that's heard online. And people don't even realize they're listening online. They actually just think they're listening to the radio. They have it, they're either listening on their smartphone or their tablet or their Bluetooth in the car. So it's a very difficult time to get accurate numbers, and I think that a lot of this has reflected negatively on sports, particularly because of the politicization of sports, where people seek victory as opposed to truth. Oh, look, NFL numbers are down because they're taking
another bad headline.
Right, right, right. Yeah. So that's the story. That's basically it.
Okay, good. Thank you. Always good to hear from the horse's mouth.
Right.
I consider you to be the expert when it comes to all sorts of things. Just as an aside, because we'll spend more time on the hurricane, but the way radio stations, I guess I'm proud to be, I have three or four stations that carry this program along the Panhandle and other areas as you go up into where the impact of the hurricane has taken place. I guess I have, you know, we have stations all over the place carrying various programs in every state, but I was particularly interested in Dustin, Florida, where we have a station in that Panhandle area, and looking at the after effect. You know, at first, the thing worked quick. It was the almost opposite of the last hurricane. Fast in and fast out and lots of damage that wasn't expected. And so you look at some of this stuff now, and one of the things that I have tried to focus on is helping people come up with ways to help, because there are always these people with their hands out, scams everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to look out for that sort of thing. But it's really, don't you think, thinking about how the radio stations respond, there's still 20 stations off the air down there. But the way that they just go, throw the commercials away, let's go for it and help.
Well, radio is very good in these type of natural disasters, particularly when there's no electricity and you know, you have a portable radio.
A Sea Crane radio.
Yeah, right. And this message was brought to you by our friends at Sea Crane.
But
the truth of the matter is there aren't that many radios out there anymore. People, as I said, are listening on devices. They're listening on their refrigerators and on their cars. Whatever the dashboard is turned into. But radio does, and not all radio stations, some radio stations are woefully ill-equipped to handle any kind of problem. They have enough problems playing their automated records.
They'll be home.
But radio stations tend to throw commercials out. Radio stations tend to help each other pool resources. And for the most part, radio is a first responder when the going gets rough out there in terms of the weather and natural disasters.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's a slap on the back for the good people working hard to make sure that everybody knows how to help themselves out of these circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. But time for us now.
Bye. Okay. We should talk a little bit about something you mentioned after the break about the difference between this hurricane and other hurricanes.
Yes.
And how it ties into the climate change issue, which was the number two issue of the week on Talk Radio.
Time together. Yes. Okay. We'll do that. Matter of moments right now. Let me tie together your need to lose weight, your desire to lose weight, and how to find success in that arena. Success is spelled Calotren. Calotren. Because this company, a family-owned company, been around for 30 years, and they have quietly been helping tens of thousands of people just like you who want to lose weight to be successful. Isn't that what you want? You want to lose the weight safely, intelligently, and you want to keep it off. Wild diets, going to these places and buying lots of food, all of that stuff. It's okay if you think you're getting the results you want, but if you aren't, most people say they aren't, then you turn to Calotren and get the essential active ingredient, which is collagen. Collagen's a protein that helps build muscle, keeps your body healthy and strong, and we stop making it as we get older. So you need a supplement, and that's basically what Calotren's success story is all about. Collagen, protein, builds muscle, pushes out the fat. That's it. Stay on the program, you lose the weight and keep it off. That's it. Absolutely no adverse effects because it's all natural, all homeopathic. You'll be producing more collagen on your own, too, because the stimulation from Calotren will help you move your body ahead. Only way to get it is to go to toploss.com and use the code DJV for a 10% off deal. That's toploss.com. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Be happy with yourself. The benefits of using this product are there's a myriad of good reasons. And the joint support because of the collagen in it, great. So help yourself. Do the right thing. Lose the weight intelligently. Use Calotren. Go to toploss.com. Get the special 10% off deal by checking the box for DJV.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples printing event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do. And it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find him at talkers.com. Lots of information about your favorite programs, favorite stations, what's going on in the business, the industry, plus Talkers Radio. Talkers Television is there. There is always the list of the stories and the people every week posted at talkers.com. Thus, the fodder for our conversations here. The number one and number two item, the hurricane, Mr. Michael, and the focus, because the UN has made it their business to try to alert the world as to what's going on with the climate, global warming situation, whatever it is. And so the two of them tied together make for interesting conversation, Michael.
No doubt about it. And you said before this was an unusual hurricane. It really, there was no warning. It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, you know,
usually
what?
We have about a week.
It's fascinating. What I did this week was look on, for the first time when I was on the air, I brought up the satellite imagery sort of in a colorful way of the Atlantic and the Pacific to look at the storms. There are four storms that are brewing out there right now of varying degrees. And to look at them where they are, and then, you know, they kind of plod along. And to compare them to Michael, that's kind of why I did it. And the face that storm, interestingly enough, started off the coast of Africa, traveled all the way across the Atlantic, through the Caribbean, up into the areas of Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Carolinas, off the coast. Then it's now on the North Atlantic, and it's headed back and will hit the coast of Europe tomorrow night. And it's fascinating to watch.
It travels a strange course.
Yeah,
and its winds were fierce. They were. It was more like a tornado. But the thing, you know, the relief of tornadoes is as bad as they are, because they're the worst winds. The worst destructive force are tornadoes, but they're narrow. This was like a line of tornadoes, right, all across, like, you know, marching along, and just a whole basic town or city has been leveled. Mexico Beach, Florida is gone.
Gone.
And they have
just
no
a pad now. It's just an empty pad.
You know, yep. and there's no way to really know how many people have been killed. That's going to take time to count. It's a terrible thing, but it also this, I'm not a meteorologist, but the UN climate change report, you know, a lot of people have politicized the UN, and you know, the UN, it's only a political ploy, but there's a lot to this climate change, and I think people should look at it objectively without the politics, because there is tremendous evidence indicating that the Earth is going through a change. Whether man is causing it, you know, that we can argue that forever. But it's likely, because humans do affect the physiology of the Earth.
You and I agree on this completely. It's an absolute, it's like a no-brainer almost to figure it out, don't you think?
Well, if you know anything about science, it's pretty evident.
Yeah.
You know, once you slide down this slope and talk radio or anywhere else where there's politics, it's just met with total resistance. Or, you know, completely mindlessness on the other side, that it's definitely the cause. It may not be, but the fact is, there's evidence to indicate we have some control over this.
And we're flubbing it. The suggestion of the report is we're blowing it.
We're blowing it. We got to clean up our act.
Yeah.
Pollution is
fossil
a problem. It comes down to pollution.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the fossil fuel thing. And there are other alternatives. Maybe we'll spend a little bit more time on this as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Are you tossing and turning every night counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with MyPillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let MyPillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Turkish government has reportedly told U.S. officials it has audio and video recordings that prove Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul this month. Many U.S. lawmakers, including many Republicans on Capitol Hill, now demanding answers, while President Trump says he's not yet ready to cut off ties with the Saudi government.
They're spending $110 billion purchasing military equipment and other things. If we don't sell it to them, they'll say, well, thank you very much, we'll buy it from Russia, or thank you very much, we'll buy it from China.
The death toll from Hurricane Michael, one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the U.S., has risen to 11, as five more people were added to that toll who died in the state of Virginia, and they do believe that number could still rise higher. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Time for us to continue here. The charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. They're the focus. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher and host. He's been actually the host of lots of things, good radio programs. He's hosted some fabulous conventions over the years, helped lots of talk radio people establish themselves, their careers, has been the greatest cheerleader. There have been a lot of good cheerleaders. Michael has been the greatest, and the person with whom I've been closest over the years in terms of doing this, and I attribute a lot of what has happened here to you and your support. And I think that it's the kind of thing that with some good mentoring...
Yeah, you're very kind.
You always need, you see, never, ever, ever does anybody who's successful do it by themselves. Never.
Now, there's an old saying in publishing, everybody needs an editor, and everybody needs a director.
I needed one on more than one occasion.
But you're very kind. Look, congratulations to you. I think your listeners should know that this month you celebrate your 30th year as a nationally syndicated host. There's been a thread to your company and your independence in the broadcasting business, and I think only Rush Limbaugh of major hosts out there has been on longer than you, and we're only talking about a month or two.
Yeah, he started in August of 88. I started in October.
So that's a very big deal, and congrats to you. But thank you for the nice remarks. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Meanwhile, back at the countdown, the stories. We wanted to add one more piece to this pie here. Our discussion of climate change and the people who stick their head in the sand, fossil fuels and burning that. I made one reference this week to sort of make it visual, because I think you have to speak visually. There, I've been to England 100 times over the years since the 1970s. I remember when I first went there. You know, think of the 70s. It wasn't that long after World War II. There were still buildings being rebuilt after the war. But the buildings were all black. And so I thought to myself, what in the world is that? And it turns out it was the coal dust left from burning all the coal that they did. Coal was all they had for fuel during World War II. And it stayed on the buildings for quite a long time. Anyway, that's what you're breathing. That stuff goes into your lungs, folks, also affects the atmosphere.
Right now, with all of the diseases that are around and the increase of cancer and all of that, it's largely attributable to the chemicals that are in our food. That's one of your topics as a small farmer. Yeah. The pesticides, the GMOs, the pollution of our planet and the pollution of our bodies is probably the most important issue of all. You know, I say the biggest things in the 21st century is clean water, the lack of time and privacy. Well, clean water comes into that whole, the environment. And people who don't think that the human race has influence over the environment are woefully out of touch with reality. We have the technology. We can't do it right now because we don't have the will and we don't have the time. It would take about 100 years to do it. But we have already on paper the technology to be able to change Mars, it's called terraforming, into another Earth with water, with shrubbage, with trees, and with oxygen. And the way to do it is exactly the same way that what's happening now with the greenhouse effect is by emitting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere of Mars will warm it up enough to make it like Earth. We already can do this. It would take about 100 years to do it. And
let's go.
But the point I'm making is in the far out reaches of science that deals with long term thinking, this is already on the drawing boards. Mm-hmm. And that time will pass, and we will do amazing things in the future, just as we have done things today that they never would dream about 100 or 200 years ago. But the point is, if we can turn Mars into an Earth, we can turn an Earth into a Venus. And Venus is the opposite side of the spectrum. Venus might have once been like Earth, but the greenhouse effect created what is now basically a hell. It's so hot on Venus that lead melts. Mm-hmm. And these are fragile ecosystems. And we are part of it. And that's a conversation that has absolutely nothing to do with politics.
Mm-hmm. Right. People make it, they try to make it political, but
there are people on all sides of that issue that are self-interested, corrupt, seek victory, and seek short-term gains for themselves. But it's really a crime against the future of humanity for us not to think about our children, grandchildren, and future generations.
Well, we better be waking up to it. All right, let's not spend all our time there, but it's very important to get that message out. The stock sell-off, I want to do, may we do a little culture, a little pop culture, the Taylor Swift thing, how that impacted, and it has become, like every other damn thing, it has become political, her endorsing some candidates, speaking out about political things. What do you make of that and its impact on her fans?
Well, I think that every American has the right to speak, so I'm not a fan of the shut up and dribble and shut up and sing philosophy. I believe everybody has a right to speak. However, on the other hand, it's not always the smartest thing to do in this politicized age when you have a nice career going, because you will turn off people and not necessarily turn on people. And so there's a certain It's somewhere between bravery and foolishness to do that. I do believe that all of these entertainment organizations, the Tonys, the Emmys, the Oscars, the AMAs, have kind of besmirched their purity by becoming so political. And I think that it's, on one level, as I said, it's an exercise of free speech. It's part of a democracy in action. And another level, it's kind of stupid because it's not the right forum. I mean, Taylor Swift is bad enough that we have to listen to her. I have nothing against the young lady. I think she's a talented singer. But the way she dominates pop culture and pop music, and she's standing in the way of so many other artists because the music industry is so crippled. It's so bankrupt of street and new ideas and new groups and new singers and songwriters and recording techniques. It's so stagnant for so many years. She stands in my mind as one of she's the poster girl of non-change. If the record industry had their way, she would just remain the top pop star for the rest of time.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my view. I'm sorry. I believe in a robust, changing art field where new artists are constantly coming up and trends are changing. Maybe it's just my background following groups like the Beatles. And look at the way the Beatles changed
the
in 6 years. The Turtles.
The Turtles. Oh, come on.
The Zombies.
Actually, Flo and Eddie are responsible for that. The bill the president signed the other day, that came
right
out of that suit.
You're right. You're
from
right.
From the early 70s to 60s when those guys weren't getting paid. Phil Spector screwed literally and figuratively everybody he could. Remember Ronnie Spector sued him for $10 million and got every penny of it because
she was married to him.
And she was married to him.
The one that really got screwed is a woman named Darlene Love.
Darlene Love. Oh, my God. Yeah,
Hopeless. And
she didn't become the lead singer of the Ronettes because she wouldn't sleep with him. And the same was true with Mary Wells, not Mary Wells, Mary, the Supremes, Mary.
Yeah.
You know who I mean.
Yeah.
Mary, whoever. Mary was the better singer.
Yeah, okay. There was Diana yeah. Ross.
Mary.
Mary Birdsong.
Wilson,
no.
Thank you.
Okay.
I saved that bacon here.
Florence
Mary
Ballard.
Wilson.
And then there was another one. Then
they were
five Supremes.
The only person who would sleep with Berry Gordy was Diana Ross, and so she became the lead singer.
Is that true? I didn't even know that.
That's absolutely true.
Wow.
Yep. Take it to the bank. There you go. All right, we got to get to this. I've been chopping at the bit a bit all morning because I am such a fan of Cousin Bruce, and I know that he's in the spotlight, excuse me, of the Michael Harrison interview. You caught up with the cuz.
Yeah, I got a good one there.
If there's an icon, never mind in music radio, this guy's 87 years old, if I have my numbers right, or pretty damn close to it, and he's still on the air, and he sounds, I think he still sounds fabulous. He still sounds like Bruce. Yeah. I knew him and worked with him back in the in the early days of this incarnation in the early 90s, and his wife is a hoot too, but he really is the real deal. I will talk about that with Michael in a few moments. First, speaking about having a good, long, healthy life, you can take the right steps to getting to a good, healthy place, because all of your health comes from having a healthy gut. Don't have healthy stomach and colon, you will not be healthy, period. All the disease, discomfort that you have in your life comes from a messed up colon, eating the wrong foods, having too much unhappiness, if you will, in your gut, the minimally processed foods and the nourishment or lack thereof that comes when you eat the food that has toxins and molds and parasites, bacteria, all that yuck. Time for you to clean your body, to power wash the insides of your body with Life Change Tea. It'll do it. It's a proprietary herbal formula cast from teas all grown in America, all organic, all natural. And this I mean, it's just this is the real deal. There are a lot of other formulas at GetTheTea.com, but this is the best one. Get started. Cleanse your body. Look what they have at GetTheTea.com. You got to order it there. You can't get it in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they ship it to you without cost. So you want more energy, a healthier body? Drink a cup every day. That's what I do. You'll find it at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea will do just that. Cleanse your body. Get ready for more of everything that's good. Ship it free by using the code DJV at GetTheTea.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Women with breast cancer are often faced with difficult decisions, not only regarding their treatment, mastectomy or lumpectomy, but also their future risk. What about my other breast?
Increasingly these days, women who are diagnosed with breast cancer in one breast do decide that they wish to have the other breast removed. And it's been a huge area of controversy in the media and among breast societies and women nationwide.
That's despite evidence that the risk to the other breast is pretty low. So it can be a tricky landscape for providers who are counseling women. That's why Dr. Judy Bowie and a team of researchers went back and surveyed more than 30 years worth of patients about their decisions to have the second breast removed and whether or not to undergo breast reconstruction.
What we found was that people were relatively happy with whatever they decided to do.
So her advice is simple.
Listen to yourself and make the decision that's best for you.
For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Vivian Williams.
Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind, to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug. All right, so Michael Harrison, the Michael Harrison interview with Bruce Morrow. Tell us about that.
Well, Cousin Brucey, let's just put it
Cousin
this way.
Cousin Brucey!
I listened to him when I was 11 years old.
Of course you did.
11 years old, he was one of my radio idols, and he remained big through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and into the 2010s, where he is still a major player on the air.
Yep.
He also owned a chain of about 80 stations at one point. He sold them and became very wealthy.
Yeah.
But he is on Sirius XM satellite radio in their 60s and 6th channel, and he does several shows a week, and they're very, very, very good.
Very popular.
He's very stable, very steady.
He's a steady voice.
And so I captured a portrait of him, mhinterview.com. If you love radio, you're going to love that conversation. It's one of my best podcasts, mhinterview.com.
And the story of Bruce, there were other great, Dan Ingram, I mean, there's some great names that come out, and some of the people listening may remember them, and mostly those guys were New York guys, but the guys who were in, Robert W. Morgan, some of the guys that were big in Los Angeles, and the Dick Biondis of Chicago, every city had a guy or two like Morrow. In Boston, I can think of Bruce Bradley and Arnie the Woo and Dick Summer.
You know, what's amazing about Morrow is that he's still doing it.
Yeah.
And he's still doing it in a big-time way. He's not on some retirement community little radio station in Florida.
No.
You know, he's
and people
doing
love
it.
Him there. They love to work with him because he's such a nice guy, fabulous guy.
Very positive.
Yeah.
No. Well, so I'm pleased with it. I captured it. I wanted to have that, and it's very
you
good.
You did. Yeah. All right, catch it at mhinterview.com. Check out talkers.com as well today, 10 before the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Help
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues, my pleasure to introduce you to Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the Prof. Anybody call you the Prof? That's what I always used to call the professors, the teachers were Profs. Did you call them that when you were
school? We used to refer to that. No, they refer to me as professor. I'm still getting used to the fact when I cross campus, young women hold doors open for me.
That
feel old.
That's that gray hair that does it. You still have all your hair, though. That's a good thing.
That's the good part.
It is the good part. All right, let's talk about the bad part of this hurricane. Number one issue this week, story about the hurricane and all of the damn scams. You, beside being college professor, law professor, have the leading website in the country on scams called Scamicide.com, which is supposed to help inform all of you about the dangers of scams. In this circumstance, there is just a myriad of stuff that you got to look out for. So where do we start?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for the people who are actually in the affected area, FEMA will be there, the insurance companies will be there, but the scammers will be the true first responders.
Yep.
They'll be there posing as insurance companies, posing as FEMA, asking for your social security number and even sometimes credit card numbers and stealing their identity. See, you never give that information to anyone unless you confirm they're legit. For the rest of us who want to help, That's the thing where there are so many phony charities, and frankly, there are even some so-called legit charities that will accept your donation and spend most of the money on paying themselves salaries. So the thing to do is make it easy on yourself. First of all, if you get a call on the phone, and you can get a call on the phone from a charity even if you're on the do not call list, because that's an exception. But if you get a call on the phone, you get contacted with a text message or whatever, you never know who's really contacting you. So the best place to go, I found, is a place called charitynavigator.org. It's a free website. You can look up the charities, and you'll find they'll even have a special section there of charities helping the victims of Hurricane Michael. You can find out which ones you get the most bang for your buck, where it's actually going to help people, and which ones are scams.
And the same can be said, if I may, I stay away from the Red Cross, and I say that to people because they have so much money and it's usually inappropriately used. That a lot of people have that criticism. Also, this month, it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You see Susan G. Komen and that bunch around everywhere. The woman that ran it is up for the UN position, makes it more notable and timely to discuss what a horrible job she did running that charity and how the money has been distributed in places that will never do any woman who has breast cancer or has the worry about it any good. And I don't know whether you want to talk about that or not. But,
you know, I don't know enough about the specific amounts with her and that charity, but it's not unusual to have that happen. Also, this being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there'll be a lot of companies that will have the pink ribbon and be telling you that they're contributing to breast cancer charities. Find out which cancer charities they're contributing to. Find out if they really are, because there's a lot of abuse of that symbol with people who really want to help and then get taken advantage of.
Right. All right. So here's, I guess, the amusing story in the countdown. Number six is Kanye West visiting the White House. I don't know about the legal aspects of this, but knowing that his password is 000000 is kind of fun. And the whole atmosphere, what a circus that was. It is just
wonderful. It was a zoo. Yeah, I was watching that on the news, the video of Kanye West at the White House, and it was kind of interesting because I do remember during hurricanes during President Obama's tenure in office, and then Private Citizen Trump was criticizing him for not giving it his attention, and I look at what is Trump doing, and I don't think he has to be meeting 24 hours a day with it, but it's funny to see him talking with Kanye West, and like you say, that paragon of security with a password of all zeros.
All right, quick comment from you about the Clintons going on a speaking tour, and what sort of fate, what kind of danger is there in that?
Well, you know, it's one of these things, you know, take the money and run. It'll be interesting. I haven't seen what the substance is going to be. You know, both of them are intelligent, interesting people. So it'll be interesting to see how much of it is self-serving, how much of it is just to make money, and much of it is real politics.
Yeah, all of it is self-serving, I think. The fact that they made $150 million so far individually on a speaking circuit, now let's add a few more mil. Nothing wrong with that. It's just an interesting combination.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.